This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon-based Hezbollah on Saturday fired rockets at Israel days after the killing of a top leader from allied U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
The barrage comes with a warning by the group that it was only the initial response to the killing of a Hamas leader, presumably by Israel, in Lebanon's capital this week. The rocket attack came a day after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said that his group must retaliate for the killing of Saleh Haruri in Beirut. Hezbollah's leader said, "We cannot remain silent on a breach of this level of danger because it means that all of Lebanon will be left exposed." The cross-border escalation came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken kicked off an urgent Middle East diplomatic tour in Turkey as fears mount that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza may explode into a broader conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. military forces shot down a drone early Saturday over the Red Sea in international waters near several commercial vessels, the U.S. Defense Department said. The incident came just days after a 12-nation group led by the U.S. warned Houthi rebels in Yemen against continuing their attacks on Red Sea shipping. South Korea says North Korea has conducted a new round of artillery firing drills near the rivals' disputed sea boundary. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the North fired more than 60 rounds near the western sea boundary on Saturday. A day earlier, North Korea fired about 200 artillery shells, prompting South Korea to conduct its own firing drills in response. The Joint Chiefs of Staff says it strongly urges North Korea to halt acts that